Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is a Mean God, already in progress.
You think God's afraid of a rat? No, God's not afraid of nothing. He's not even afraid of a rattlesnake, you know. I mean, I'm a little more cautious around rattlesnakes than I am, but I'm not even afraid of a rattlesnake, you know. I mean, praise God. Because I realize that the scripture says, no deadly poison shall hurt me. If it says no deadly poison shall hurt me, why should I be afraid of something? I mean, so this mosquito, you know, they're always talking about, you know, the Zika or whatever it is, all the different mosquitoes and everything else. If you walk in faith and you're walking in obedience to God's word, no sickness and no disease can touch you. You don't have to be concerned about, you know, where you walk. You just got to walk in obedience to God's word. Now, you can't walk in sin if you haven't purified yourselves from all evil. And when he says pure, let me show you what I'm talking about. How many of you have seen those 5-gallon water jugs you get at the grocery store? That looks clean, clear, doesn't it? That's supposed to be run through an RO, a reverse osmosis system. And if it is, it's the cleanest water you can get. But let's just say that at the factory, somebody were to open up one of those jugs and take an eyedropper and put just one drop of pure strychnine into that water and then put the plug back in it. If you knew it had that strychnine in it, would you drink it?
No.
No, but it wouldn't hurt you, would it? No. One drop of pure strychnine in a 5-gallon jug of water could not hurt you, but when you drop it in there, it becomes invisible and you can't see it. It's in there. Now then, if you put enough of those drops in there, it'll finally get to the point where it will kill you. But if you are walking in faith and you're standing on the Word of God, where Mark 16, verse 18 says, and no deadly poison shall hurt those that believe. Are you a believing believer? If you're a believing believer, then you have no fear. So if anytime anything starts to happen, you have a name, the name of Jesus, that can deliver you from anything provided you're walking in obedience to his rules. If you're walking in obedience to his rules, you're not sinning, you're walking in grace, walking in faith, then you can take the name of Jesus and it will do great and awesome works. Will it not? Will it heal your body?
Yes.
Set you free, won't it? Isn't that amazing what we could do? I guess the only problem I have in life is unbelief. Do you have any unbelief? Sure you do. Don't tell me you don't have any unbelief. If we didn't have any unbelief of any kind, and we believe the word 100%, we could speak to whatever, and it would happen, wouldn't it, brother?
It would happen.
Is that what the Bible says? There's a guy up there, he's a little younger than me, but he's been listening to me for a while, and he's the one that came to Baltimore and listened to me, and he's the one that invited us to the meeting in Michigan. He's got a problem with his knees, and when I talked to him, I told him, I said, do you have any kind of a problem with a man anywhere? A son? Yes, I have a problem. My son and I don't get along real well. In fact, I forget how long it had been since he had talked to one, 4 years or 5 years or something. I told him, I said, until you get right with that boy, you're going to have that pain in your knees. God, how many of y'all remember God didn't ask you if you wanted to walk in love? What did he say? Paula, did he say, I command you to love one another? Do you make him mean that? Yes. So this is what this guy said. He said, Thurman, after listening to your teaching, I'm completely convinced that we serve a mean God. I said, well, how do you mean that? He said, this God means what he says and says what he means. Do you believe that, Gracie? He is a mean God, isn't he? And if you don't serve him, it can be the other way, too. He can hurt you. I was telling this couple back here a while ago a story about a young girl. I mean, you know, the scripture. 1 Corinthians 3:18. 3:13-14, I believe it is. 1 Corinthians 3:13-14. Is that the one David says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Okay, 16, yeah. Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man or any woman defileth the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Do you think God really wants you to purify your body according to that scripture? Does he want you to walk holy before him at all times? Yes, he does. And I was telling this couple earlier today, I said, there was a young girl, and some of you heard this story, and she was 15, and there was a young boy, and he was 20. And they moved in together with each other. And her daddy asked me to go talk to her, said, Thurman, she will not listen to me, but she respects you. I think as her Sunday school teacher, I think she'll listen to you. So I went over there and sat down with him and her, and I said, first of all, son, are you a Christian? He said, no. And I said, well, you need to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. I said, you won't like it when you die if you don't. I said, because you get to spend eternity in a lake of fire. And I said, and you won't like it, I can assure you. He don't believe that. He don't believe that God would ever do anything like that. And so I told the little girl, I said, well, he don't want nothing to do with Jesus, I said, then you are a Christian. I saw you walk down the aisle to Baptist Church. She said, yes, I'm a Christian. I said, the Lord says your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. And she said, yes, I believe that. I said, he tells you you're not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. I said, this boy has just said he's an unbeliever. You are not to be yoked with him. In other words, you're not to move in with this boy. I said, you know, your body is a temple. And I said, God, if you defile your temple, God will destroy your temple. She said, what does that mean? I said, it means he'll kill you. She said, sir, that's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. You know God would never hurt me. I said, honey, he'll kill you. I said, you need to move out. You need to move out. So she said, well, I don't believe that. You know, just because you and me don't believe something don't mean it's true. You know that? You know, we can believe a lot of things that's wrong, can't we? We can believe there is no God, but let me tell you, there is one. Whether you believe it or not, he's real, isn't he, Franz?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I guarantee he's real. He is real, and he's here in this service today. But anyway, she wouldn't move out, so we go through this scenario. Every time she has a baby, and she had three, her daddy would ask me to go over there and minister to her, and I'd go every time. She would never, ever, ever move out. And, of course, that last time, I told her, I said, honey, it's been 5 years now. This is the third time I've been here in 5 years. I said, the Word of God clearly says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I said, if you don't quit defiling your temple with this sexual immorality, with this unbeliever, I said, God is going to destroy your temple. I said, now, I don't know how much more time he's going to give you, but I'm going to make this just as clear as I can. Honey, if you don't quit, he's going to kill you. That's just a little more than most people can stomach. I made that statement at a church in Baltimore one time, and there was a pastor, and he just held his hand up. I didn't know he was a pastor. He held his hand up, and I said, yes, sir. He said, you mean you actually told somebody that God was going to kill them? I said, yes. He said, what happened? I said, I'm fixing to tell you. He said, before you tell me, I want you to know I'm a pastor, and there is no way I would ever make that statement you just made to anybody. I said, well, I'm not where you are. I live in a different place than where you live. I said, the Word of God said it. I believe it. Whether I believe it or not, that's already settled. If God said it, it's done. Is that right? So anyway, I said, I went over there that last time, and I told her, I said, I don't know how much more time God's going to give you, but we've been at this 5 years. Now, is that a merciful God? I mean, that's pretty patient, wouldn't you say? And I've told her and told her and told her. Three times I've told her, or as she's had three different babies, I told her this time, I'm going to make it real clear. If you don't move out, somewhere along the line, God is going to kill you. He's going to take your life. And because I said, you're living in sin. You're defiling his temple. And does the scripture say this is his temple? If we really are his child. And if we are, then he said, if we defile it, did he say he'll kill it? So if he said that, then I'm on safe ground, right? So anyway, I left and went away. And of course, that baby, about a month later, that girl, that baby, and that boy went to bed one night together. And the next morning, the boy woke up, the baby woke up, but the 21 or 22-year-old young girl had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night. And she was stone cold hard dead. I mean dead. She'd been dead several hours whenever they found her. So I just think, I've been to the cemetery several times in Justin, and I look right over there. I can still see that little stone. I thought, there's where she's buried, right there. 21 or 22 years old. Did it have to be like that? No. All she had to do is marry the boy. But she wouldn't. He wouldn't marry her. So, since if they won't marry each other, and they're one of them's a Christian and one of them's not a Christian, and they're having sex together, which is obviously they were because they brought three kids into the world, they were unequally yoked. Were they not, Paula? Yeah. Unequally yoked. And God told us not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, did he? So what do you think he meant there? Is he a mean God? Does he mean that? Yes, he does. He means what he says. And so anyway, I just stand in awe at the things God says in his word because he means what he says. And it's like today, we don't believe him. But I got a feeling that in the very near future, we're going to see so many things change because it's what we experienced in Michigan. The number of young people that came up. And when this little boy, it was only about this tall, when he comes up and he says, "Sir, I need to have the curses broken over me." He said, "I'm adopted." In other words, his mom and dad obviously didn't want him and threw him away. But somebody else adopted him, but he's still under the curse because of his parents' sin. And when he listened to me talk about that, the little bit that I talked about, he wants to be set free. Praise God. It's amazing that you got a little kid this big, 13, 14 years old, that's got to come up and say, and with oxygen on, "I'm 13 years old with oxygen, all kinds of things wrong with him." I mean, when you're 13 years old, you're not supposed to be walking around with everything messed up with oxygen dragging along behind you and all. You're supposed to be a young whippersnapper that can get out there and do something at 13, right? So what's the problem? We got a bunch of sick parents in America. And these sick kids are caused by sick people. That's why we got these kids sick. Because their mothers and daddies are not putting God first. They're not doing what he said. But when a little boy like that hears the truth, he walks up there when it's time for prayer and says, "Sir, I want the curses broken over me. I want to be set free. I want to be made whole." And so that little boy's looking, but he didn't know where the answer was. But I had it. I told him. I showed him how to get it done. We broke the curse over him, kicked out the devil. It's really quite simple.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "God is a Mean God," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.